they can be used. Mark Lafferty is an employment lawyer at DPH Legal in Reading, and he can shed some light on this for us. So, Mark, you're not involved in anything to do with the university, so I do want to keep this just to the non-disclosure agreements. And you tell me what exactly an NDA is, would you?
Of course, yeah. Essentially, an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, is an agreement between two parties to prevent the disclosure of information. It could relate to confidential information, or it could relate to some very specific issue or allegation. And they're very, very common in the employment law field, particularly within settlement agreements.
And do you always have to get a lawyer to draw one up, or is it something that you can do for yourself?
In the context of settlement agreements, there's no specific requirement that a lawyer will have drafted the NDA or the settlement agreement, but there is a specific requirement if you're an employee entering into a settlement agreement that you've obtained some sort of independent legal advice on that agreement, and therefore there ought to be some sort of legal involvement. You ought to be advised by a professional who can then ensure that it's properly drafted.
Now, we hear about them a lot. Mainly, I have to say, in business, people protecting confidentiality about information within businesses. Can they just throw these around? I mean, can you use an NDA at any point in time legally under any circumstances?
Up to a point in theory, you could. You'd have to ask what the point of using these things would be if you're using it under absolutely any circumstance. However, there are some restrictions, particularly within the employment law context. For example, there are restrictions on preventing somebody from reporting criminal offences, for example. So the Employment Rights Act specifically precludes anyone from preventing or introducing a provision seeking to preclude an individual making a protected disclosure that will be void. So what we typically see, for example, in settlement agreements, maybe some form of confidentiality clause or NDA within the agreement. However, there will always generally be the caveat that this doesn't prevent any form of whistleblowing.
Yeah, but on that subject of whistleblowing, we heard there in that piece that somebody was saying they're going to break, in fact, they have broken their NDA. They want to build a community of people who have had these NDAs and who have been told that they can't mention things that they perceive to be wrong. What actually happens if you do sign an NDA and then you just throw it out the window and say, I don't care, I'm going to go public?
That's a good question. In theory, the other party, the injured party, could sue you or seek some sort of injunctive relief if they believe you're about to breach an NDA. Usually within the context of settlement agreements, which is where we often see these things and which is the context that they've been discussed in relation to the University of Liverpool here, there will be some specific measure that says this is what will happen if you breach this particular clause, and usually if you've been paid an ex gratia payment, some sort of compensation payment in respect of the settlement agreement, there may be a requirement that you repay that sum as a debt in the event that you breach the NDA.
So somebody who would breach the NDAs, making the decision that going public's more important than hanging on to whatever financial gain they made when they signed it, because they're going to have to hand it back?
Potentially.
You're definitely a lawyer, aren't you? Good to talk to you, Mark. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on BBC Berkshire.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Lafferty there, employment lawyer at DPH Legal in Reading.